What's next? What do you do?
I graduated. I was going to go to law school. I had been accepted at the University of Virginia. Tuition was going to be pretty steep. And I was still working at the country club. I went into the club one day and I had this deal from a paper route. You know, I'd bring a newspaper to the bartender in exchange for a drink, not an alcohol drink, but a soft drink. I was doing that, and there was a group of men that were in there every afternoon, 4 o'clock, playing gin rummy. And I got to know them. I had taken off, I've forgotten for what reason, one August, and wasn't working at the club. Came back, walked into the bar one afternoon at 4 o'clock, and there was a guy in there by the name of George Bratton, owned a Pontiac dealership. Everybody called him Chief, Indian Chief Pontiac, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at me and he said, "Well, what the hell are you doing back here?" He said, "I thought you were off to law school or something." I said, "Well, it's pretty expensive and I got to do something to make some money if I'm going to go to law school." He said, "Well, why don't you come to work for me?" I said, "Doing what?" He said, "Selling cars." And I told him, I said, "Chief, my dad would rather me be a piano player at a whorehouse than a car salesman." And he said, "I don't have a man in the place who's making less than $15,000, $16,000 a year." And I looked at him and I said, "I'll see you Monday." Anyway, that's how I got there. I got there in September. In October, November, he called me in the office and he said, "I think you've got a future in this business. And I would like to send you to the GM training school. It's in Arlington, Virginia, or Alexandria, one of the two. It's about a 5-week deal." So I went to that and I came back and went to work as a car salesman. We had been selling some cars to the Hertz licensed franchisee in Norfolk for a number of years. He'd buy 10, 15 Pontiacs from us. The chief called me and he said, "It's time to go talk to," I've forgotten the manager's name. And he said, "We've been selling him 10 or 15 cars. Go see if you can sell him 20 or 25. So I went down to the airport and I said, "Well, it's time to order Pontiacs. Last year you bought 15 from us. Wonder if you buy 20. And he said, "No, 15's enough." I said, "Why?" He said, "Well, first of all, I got to finance everything at GMAC. I got to make a little down payment. That's not bad. But every day of the month, I have a payment due on some number of cars." And he said, "It's crazy, you know? So I'm not interested in growing too much because it's a pain just to keep track of the payment books." So I went back and told the chief what he said. And I said, "I understand what he's saying, but there's got to be a way that we could do something better." We talked and throughout the term of leasing cars to him. Mr. Bratton said, "I think George Gowan at Seaboard Citizens Bank will lend us the money to finance cars for the Hertz franchisee." So I went back to the Hertz guy and I said, "Look, we'll lease you the cars." I said, "If you get the car on the 1st to the 15th of the month, your first payment's going to be on the 30th. And if you get them in the next thing, you're going to have 2 payments a month on the cars. I'd like to sell you 25 cars. He said, "Well, let me think about that." I left and I went back and I said, "I think they're going to do something, but I don't know what." Then I went back out there and there was another guy in the room and I didn't know who he was. I knew he wasn't one of the family members. I knew who they were that owned the franchise. And I went through the deal again. He says, "Okay, you offered to lease us 25 cars. How about 30? And I said, "Okay." So went back, figured out the paperwork, did all of the thing, and went in the leasing business and started leasing cars to daily rental companies, not just Hertz. I had cars in Richmond, Baltimore. I had a good-sized group in Baltimore with a national car rental franchisee. That business grew, and it was very profitable.
So that took you away from selling cars on a daily basis.
Right.
That put you in the leasing business.
Yes.
It's interesting, the first one you come to is Hertz, because you deal with Hertz later on in your life.
Yep.
And I was reading where it was originally known as Rent-A-Car Incorporated, founded in Chicago by Walter Jacobs in 1918.
Right.
Then John Hertz came in to buy.
Yeah, his background was the cab business. Hertz was.
Yeah, interesting. I was recently in Chicago to take a car up north, and I rented a Hertz car. What a beautiful presentation they have there. Takes you a long time to get to the airport parking, but it was just so beautiful. Yeah. And I thought about you, how you were involved with them in the early stages.
Right.